What is going on? Oh man. Happy Monday. It is me, honey. Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted, amen, to heal my emotional pain and to clear the muddied waters in my marriage. And then I took that artwork and I used it as inspiration to create products like journals and sneakers and bomber jackets and check-in cars. And I no longer say that I produce power from my pain, because honey, I have no power of my own. I decree and declare that I am God resilient. How are you? God bless you. And this is God Resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb. It is a wonderful Monday, magnificent Monday. Amen. It is a miraculous Monday. Amen. It is a marvelous Monday. Amen. It's like, let's come up with some adjectives, right, to go with the word M for Mondays. Whatever you want this Monday to be, it can be magnificent. It can be marvelous. It can be I don't want to use the word magical, because I just don't believe in like magic, but definitely it is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And I will rejoice and be glad in this day. God bless you, Rhonda. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. We are firing on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast. God bless you. You know, this weekend has just been very reflective. I just want to give a shout out, first and foremost, to God for His grace, His mercy, His love, His patience. Amen. I did not do a full fast on Saturday, but I did maybe like a one a day, like an eight Saturday earlier in the day, and I did not eat for the rest of the day. And it wasn't intermittent fasting. It wasn't, you know, for a diet. It was specifically to hear from the Lord. And let me tell you, God is so faithful, because I got the clarity that I needed. There is power when you make an intention to deny yourself and to seek the Lord for answers. He will answer you. I didn't even tell my husband that I was fasting on Saturday. And it was so funny, because I probably woke up Saturday night, Sunday morning about 11:30 and 12:30 a.m. Saturday night, Sunday morning. And I wanted to get something to eat. And I heard in my spirit, don't eat. Like, don't break this fast. Like, stick with it. You know, it's like God and Holy Spirit were right there with me, knowing that I had an intention to seek Him, knowing that I wanted to buffet my body and make a sacrifice. And God honored the sacrifice. And I want to say that I spoke with a very, very, very good. We're not even friends. We're family. I spoke with Terry, and I was trying to wait until she got on because I wanted her to hear this testimony. But I spoke with Terry. For you guys who know who Terry is, she is one of my besties, and she gets on every morning. I had a conversation with her, and it just brought clarity. Amen. And we even prayed before we started talking. I'm like, God, I need to hear from you. I didn't need to hear from Terry. I needed to hear from God. And I trusted the God in Terry. And I trusted the Holy Spirit hearing my prayer, that He would provide me clarity. Amen. So we are not an island unto ourselves. We need God and we need other people. Amen. And with the power of praying and the power of fasting, and then, you know, if God leads you to reach out to someone and to talk to someone, whomever that may be, God can honor your prayer and provide you the answer. So I wish she was on so that she could hear this shout out to her, but just praise God. God bless you, Deacon Johnson. It is wonderful to see you this morning. So I just praise God for my husband, who is always there, always empathetic, always listening to me, is right there with me, gives me sound counsel, sound advice, listens. He doesn't just hear me, but he listens to me. And when he speaks to me, he speaks from the heart. And I thank God for Terry, who did the same thing. She does it all the time, but I just want to highlight specifically that she did it on yesterday. Amen. So how many of you guys have, yes, the power of fasting and friendship? I love that. I love the play on the F's. Rhonda, yes, 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 yes. The power of fasting and friendship. I'm telling you, man, oh man, oh man. I tell you, I need y'all just as much as you need me. And I also this is just my own belief. I believe because of my obedience unto the Lord, and seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, it didn't take long for God to give me some clarity and give me some peace. And he even revealed some things to me this morning. Amen. So if you need something from the Lord, fast. You and Holy Spirit set the terms for the fast. Amen. But thank you so much, Elise. That is wonderful to see you this morning. Peace and blessings to you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that because pink is not my color, but I thank you for that. and so we are going to get into the lesson, but I just wanted to admonish you guys that you can set the terms for your fasting and you get in partnership with the Holy Spirit to fast. Amen. And God, he will answer. Deacon Johnson says, I thank God for where you are in the Lord. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is, whoo. Now, no, that's a compliment and that's a blessing. I thank you so much for that. When people can see your light, amen, and when people can see your value, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about kingdom value. And I experienced over the weekend that in order for me to increase my kingdom value and to not hinder my kingdom value, then sometimes we need to fast to get the clarity, the answers, the directions, the revelation, the wisdom, the insight, so that you know how to move and you know how to operate within your kingdom value and your spiritual capital. Amen. Deacon Johnson also says, I've learned so much from you. Oh my God. Y'all gonna make me cry this morning. I don't want my life to be in vain. Amen. My life is not my own. I was bought with a price. And that is so hard. To die to yourself, to die to your dreams, your aspirations, your goals. People talk about, oh, I got a goal and I accomplished my goal. I'm like, I don't know. Every goal that I set out, every dream, like, I'm just like, okay, God. Not my will, but thy will be done. Just because I'm like, Woo, trying to work over the bitterness of not like getting what I want in life, right? But when you sit back and you think about the goodness of the Lord, and when you stop looking at things from a worldly perspective, and God trains your eye to continue to see things from a kingdom perspective, and to continue to see things from His perspective. Whew. Okay. Because the things of this world are temporal. The things that are unseen are eternal. And the things that are seen are temporal. So, y'all, I've admitted to y'all. Amen. God bless you, cuz. It's wonderful to see you this morning. You caught me crying, okay? But the things that we see are temporal. Heaven and earth will pass away, but His word is the only thing that we have. And everything that we do not do in Christ and for Christ will burn in the fire. It's going to burn. Only what we do for Christ will last. Oh, I love you. William, thank you. Good morning to you. Only what we do for Christ will last. That's it. That's it. And you gotta focus on your kingdom value. Everybody in the earth realm. Well, like the earth, I mean, like the world is not going to receive you. The world is going to receive their own, you know? And like, I'll look at something dealing with the lust of the eye, you know, I'll look at something and I'll see something. And the Holy Spirit would just like gently whisper to me, I've called you out. He's like, I called you out. That's not for you. Because you have kingdom value. And then he just so gently just reminds me, you know, not to let the lust of the eye trip me up. Because it appears that people are more successful. It appears that people have figured it out and they've hit their stride. It appears, you know, all of these appearances, you know, and you're just like, but I'm obedient. You know, my go-to is like, but I'm obedient. I listen to you. I do what you say. You know, I offer my tithe. You know, you go down the list, you know, you start counting your righteous acts, quote unquote, right? And the things that you do that where you feel like you deserve certain things, right? But God knows best. And it's so hard to like resist your flesh and resist your desire. And I'm not talking about immoral stuff, you know? I mean, everybody has a different struggle. But I'm not necessarily talking about doing things that are immoral, although we all get tempted. sometimes, you know? It's just God's way is the only way. That's it. Only what we do for Christ will last. We got to make decisions, not just for today and our immediate tomorrow, but for our eternity. Whew. Amen. Whew. And I just thank y'all for that exhortation that you gave me. It's like it helps, you know, it helps me to understand my kingdom value. It helps me to understand that some things are priceless. There are things that money can't buy. What about those things? What about the things that money can't buy? Love, respect, honor. I mean, some people buy those things. But how you made somebody feel, helping, allowing God to use you to help heal somebody's broken heart. Excuse me. When you know that you can get a prayer through and you pray for somebody, or if God trusts you with someone's heart, God trusts you with someone's life. Like that God trusts you that you will be honorable, you will have balanced scales, you will be a person of integrity, you don't have impure motives and intentions towards someone. What about those things? Money can't buy those things. Money can't buy character. It can't buy honesty. It can't buy integrity. Money can't buy those things. Those things are priceless. It can't buy faithfulness. I mean, it can in some respect. But look at what you got to give up. You got to sell your soul. You got to make a blood covenant. In some instances, you got to bow your knee down to another God for loyalty and respect and honor and appreciation. All we had to do was just believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and he died for us and was raised on the third day, and he forgave us of our sins. And then we believe, and we trust, and we learn, and we grow, and we die to ourselves, and we make sacrifices unto the Lord, and we are obedient, and we seek God. We ain't gotta make a blood sacrifice. because Jesus did it. We ain't got to bow our knee to a false god. We don't have to sell our souls or sell our bodies. You know, I think about the women, and I'm just using this as an example. There's a slew of other examples that we can discuss, but the app called OnlyFans. Some of you guys may know what it is, you may not know, but it's like a porn app, you know? And women are making millions of dollars on this OnlyFans app. Spread eagle. Naked. They ain't even got to leave their house. But look at what they had to do. And what comes with that. To be able to say that you're financially free, but you're naked. And how are you supposed to get a husband? Is your millions of dollars your husband? And that's just an example, you know? Because there was something that came up about this woman. I don't want to get too into it because I don't want to get too far off topic. But somebody that had a major controversy years ago, a woman in the NAACP. She was a Caucasian woman who pretended to be of African-American descent. Come to find out, she was Caucasian. Well, she's now a school teacher, and come to find out she has an OnlyFans page. And so there's this controversy of her getting fired as a teacher because of her OnlyFans page. And there's debates. Well, what does one have to do with the other? Or I don't want my children being taught by someone who has an OnlyFans page, blah, 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 blah. And then there was another topic that came up. It was like, well, what about the fact that teachers aren't making enough money to be able to financially support themselves, and they gotta have an alternative, you know, income to make ends meet? And somebody said, there's a lot of different ways to make money. You don't need an OnlyFans page to make money. And we know this, but the state that we are in, we've known for years the things that people do to make money. So it's nothing new under the sun. But it just seems like there's so many ways to do evil that's money driven and money motivated. And so we just got to make sure, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, that we focus on building our kingdom value, not our earthly, worldly value. And I want us to read Leviticus chapter 26. Because I don't want us to forget our covenant blessings that we have. If we remember our covenant blessings, and keep the covenant blessings before us. It will help us with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. It'll help us with our temptations. Amen. Let's read. We are in Leviticus chapter 26. And I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Amen. And the Word of God states, "Do not make idols for yourselves." Whatever that is, power, position, finances, wealth, riches, prestige, whatever that is, do not make idols for yourselves. Set up a carved image or sacred pillar for yourselves, or place a sculpted stone in your land to bow down to it. For I am the Lord your God. Keep my Sabbaths and revere my sanctuary, for I am the Lord. If you follow my statutes and faithfully observe my commands, I will give you rain at the right time. At the right time, my God, and the land will yield its produce, and the trees of the field will bear their fruit, not might, not may, not a possibility, but it will. Your threshing will continue until grape harvest. The grape harvest will continue until sowing time. You will have plenty of food to eat and live securely in your land. You will. These things will happen. It will. I will give you peace to the land. You will lie down with nothing to frighten you. You will lie down with nothing to frighten you. I will remove dangerous animals from the land. And no sword will pass through your land. You will pursue your enemies, and they will fall before you by the sword. Five of you will pursue 100, and 100 of you will pursue 10,000. Your enemies will fall before you by the sword. These things will happen. They will happen for you when you do not make idols for yourselves, when you keep the Sabbaths, when you revere his sanctuary, when you follow his statutes, when you faithfully observe his commands, I will turn to you. God will turn to you. Who wants God to turn to them? I need God to turn to me. I need him to do that. Amen. He says, I will turn to you and make you fruitful and multiply you and confirm my covenant with you. You will eat the old grain of the previous years. What does that mean? You're going to have leftover. You're going to have plenty. You're going to have overflow. You will eat the old grain of the previous years. You're going to have abundance and will clear out the old to make room for the new. You will clean out the old to make room for the new. I will place my residence among you. Shelter in place. God, you are my habitation. Shelter in place. You are my refuge. I will place my residence among you. I will not reject you. I will not reject you. I will not reject you. Man may reject you. They may reject your application. They may reject your personality. They may say no to you and say yes to somebody else. But God says, I will not reject you. I will walk among you and be your God. These are the promises of the Lord. Amen. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. God delivered you from whatever it was, so that you would no longer be their slaves. You are no longer a slave to it, to them, to they. I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to live in freedom. God did that. But if you do not obey me and observe all of these commands, if you reject my statutes and despise my ordinances and do not observe all of my commands, and if you break my covenant, then I will do this to you. I will bring terror on you. Wasting disease and fever that will cause your eyes to fail and your life to ebb away. You will sow your seed in vain because your enemies will eat it. I will turn against you so that you will be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you will rule over you, and you will flee even though no one is pursuing you. Look at the torment. You will flee even though no one is pursuing you? Oh my God. That's gonna sound like some schizophrenia. Like you schizzing. You thinking somebody after you and ain't nobody after you. That is torture and torment. Psychological and emotional torment. Oh my God. But if after these things you will not obey me, once I do all of this stuff and you still won't obey me, I will proceed to discipline you seven times for your sins. If you are disobedient and I put these things in place so to try to get you to correct your behaviors and you still don't obey me, I will proceed. I'm going to continue. And then I'm going to do it 7 times worse for your sins. Stop playing. Don't play with the Lord thy God. He is not to be played with. My God, my God, my God. My husband, William Webb IV, says, I have been tempted so many times to go in another direction, but thank God my conscience would not allow me. I have failed multiple times, and the people I served turned their backs on me. But God reminded me of the scripture that says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. You will pursue your enemies and they will fall before you by the sword. Amen, amen, amen. God will. He continues to say, you will have abundance. I will not reject you, for these are the promises of the Lord and they are yes and amen. It continues. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 19. I will break down your strong pride. I will make your sky like iron and your land like bronze. And your strength will be used up for nothing. Your land will not yield its produce, and the trees of the land will not bear their fruits. If you act with hostility towards me and are unwilling to obey me, I will multiply your plagues 7 times for your sins. I will send wild animals against you that will deprive you of your children, ravage your livestock, and reduce your numbers until your roads are deserted. Don't play with God. Don't play with the Lord. Don't play with God. You trying to fear man and fear his opinions? You better fear God, the maker of heaven and earth, that can unleash all sorts of things in your life. We don't even know what the Lord is holding back from us. We don't know how many times the Lord tells the forces of darkness, no, you cannot touch her. We don't know how many times, my God, that the enemy wanted to do something to us, take our very life, hurt our children, rape us, rob us, ransack us. And the Lord said, no. You think your obedience isn't doing anything for you because it's not coming in a natural, tangible way? For the things that are unseen are eternal, but the things that are seen are temporal. You better praise God for the unseen. You better praise God for the things that he did not allow to happen. You better praise God that there's a line that the enemy cannot cross. If you're not getting everything that you want, where you can touch it, see it, taste it, feel it, perceive it, you better thank God for the things that he knows about that you don't know about. Hallelujah. God bless you, Gil. Good morning. God bless you. You are on your way for your back procedure. God bless you, Terry. Amen. 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 May God bless you. May God keep you. May God be there with you. May God's spirit go before you. May God's hands guide the doctors, the nurses, the attendants, may those who are preparing your food, may God bless their hands, the housekeeping, the environmental services staff, amen, the security, the receptionist, amen, the parking attendants, may you be blessed and may God surround you with favor as with a shield, and may you come back recovered and healed and whole, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 May God bless you. Hallelujah. Whew. Child. Hallelujah. Whew. This passage of scripture, believe it or not, in Leviticus chapter 26 does tie into our lesson on Samson. God took us in a different direction today. Praise God. Have your way. I don't even know if I prayed. Did I pray? Lord Jesus, I don't remember. Did I pray, y'all? Lord, I don't remember if I prayed, but praise God that I prayed before I got here. Amen. That my life, you know, I pray all the time. I just don't know if I pray specifically in this moment, this morning. But in my study, God led me to this scripture. So we're going to pick up on tomorrow. Amen. How Leviticus 26 connects with Samson. Amen. Whew. Thank y'all. I love y'all. God bless you. Iron sharpens iron. Don't you ever forget, I need you just as much as you need me. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just the vessel to bring the word. Amen. But you are a part of my purpose in the earth realm. So thank you for helping me to be obedient unto the Lord. Thank you for helping me to complete my assignment. Amen. For we have kingdom value and spiritual capital. Mwah, mwah, mwah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and I will see you tomorrow at 7. Amen. Oh, thank you, Deacon Johnson. He says, yes, you bring it well. Oh, thank you so much. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Mwah.